We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Next story comes to us out of California.
And it is a fascinating one. There is a woman who is the state auditor in California. Her name is Elaine Howell. And she has started an audit of a system that I think we've probably all seen. If you notice the license plate readers that a lot of police cars now have on their trunk, and some of them have them on the front as well, depending on where you are, those things compile an incredible amount of information. Mm-hmm. And so the state auditor thought, okay, there's this big pile of information that's being compiled here. What are we doing with all of this? And she wasn't happy at all about what she found, because what those things do is they snap a picture of your license plate, and they note a couple of things about your license plate when the picture is taken. Now, keep in mind, when you drive by a police officer or he drives by you and that picture is taken, you're not being pulled over. You're not being accused of any crime. They're just driving by and noting where you are at the time.
Right.
So what those pictures do is they say, okay, this picture, in the metadata on that picture, it says, okay, this is when it was taken, this is the time of day, this is the day of the week, this is exactly where it was taken, on what street, you know, in what town. And it also attaches your name, or it doesn't necessarily attach your name, which is part of the problem. It attaches the name of the driver that the car is licensed
right,
to.
Regardless of who's driving.
Right, because it doesn't know.
Right.
And then it goes into the state's coffers somewhere. It goes into some kind of a database and sits there. Unless the there's reason to track somebody's movements, in which case they put in a license plate and it, you know, says, okay, this person was at this place at this time. So you can use it as an investigative tool later, but the biggest problem that she found is those data are not being protected at all.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who wants to get into that system and find out where you were, when you were, can do it. And a civilian could track your movements by getting into this system and finding out, you know, what kind of information is out there.
Right.
It also opens the door, because there's zero oversight of it, at least in California, there's zero oversight of this system at all. So if a police agency, let's say you're just pulling out of the air, the Sacramento Police Department decides that they want to sell that information about where everybody in Sacramento goes and what they do, you know, not what they do when they're there, but, you know, how much time they spend,
right,
where their cars have been seen, they could do it. They could make money by selling your data. And you look at that in perspective with Facebook and Twitter and all of the problems that they've had, mm-hmm, about selling. We're a product.
Target marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another way to target you.
We are a huge product pool. And if you sell that kind of information to somebody, you could make a mint doing it. But is that kind of the kind of thing that you want a police agency to be able to do?
So my first thought is, you're in public, you know, where you are, you're using public roads to get there, and anybody could see where you're going. You know what I mean? It wouldn't take license plate readers. It would be harder, but it wouldn't take license plate readers for people to know where you're going, because you're doing it out in public. That's an extreme example. Yes, the license plate readers then track exactly where you're going, and then they say, oh, hey, they go to the same gas station every day, or they run by the same fast food place every day, and so now we're going to target this to them. I should probably be more outraged by this than I am, because I generally am very protective of privacy. I just kind of, it no longer shocks me when I have a conversation with someone that mentions, I mean, it happens absolutely every day. I have a phone conversation with someone about something, and then the next thing I know, it's showing up on my Facebook feed. I don't even want to know. Like, I don't think they're tapping my phone. I don't think, and we've been told sometimes it's a coincidence, But it doesn't, I kind of feel like they know where I'm going all the time anyway.
Yeah, and I can understand what you're saying when you say, look, your neighbor could see you out wherever you were. You know, they could drive by you in traffic and see and go, oh, there's Phil. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are in public. But when you start allowing people to sift through that information from afar,
yeah,
that's where it becomes a problem, especially if, you know, let's say, again, you know, we were talking about targeting in the last segment. Let's say your neighbor doesn't like you.
Uh-huh.
And so what they're going to do is they're going to go onto this system and they're going to find out every move you've made and try to find out, you know, were you at the casino so
right.
that they can then tell everybody, ooh, he's a gambler. Were
yeah.
you at the bar? Were you, you know, and do you allow people to go through, you know, sitting at the computer at home, not being out in public to track whoever they want to by virtue of the fact that they know somebody's license plate number?
No. No, I don't want that.
Yeah,
no.
But they can.
Yeah. So tell me more about the system.
It's
a law or it's a what's the
it's already it's not even a law. It's something that they've been using, and there's nothing proposed right now to you know, to rein this in. This is the state auditor saying, hey, we've got a huge problem here. We've got a huge pile of data that are out there and available to anybody who bothers to look. And shouldn't we be able to keep, or shouldn't we be already keeping some kind of control over this? And what she found is the state of California isn't. The auditor, now there is a there's a connection here locally because the auditor found sensitive law enforcement. This is from thenewspaper.com. Sensitive law enforcement databases had granted access to the Missouri Police Chiefs Association, which is not a public agency. They're just anybody. You know, they sound official,
right.
but it's not connected to any public agency. None of the California departments could explain why they had access. So if you just put in a request and say, I want all the information from this town at this time, you get it.
Somebody asked their first thought on the text line said, can an abusive ex or, you know,
you'd
disgruntled
think.
Domestic situation then get that information somehow
and find
about
out,
you?
Yeah, find out where you go every day, find out what your job is. You know, if that information
yeah.
has been protected from them, yeah, they would be able to go through and conceivably be able to go through and track you.
Is there any benefit to the system?
You know,
is there an argument in favor of it?
That's a great question. The only thing that I could think of would be as an investigative tool after a crime has been committed.
To see...
If you've got a suspect, can you put him at that intersection at that time?
It'd be a very easy way to prove, you know, alibi or not.
Yeah.
You know, you could very... Instead of taking someone's word for it, it would be more evidence to use. Like, yes, they were... Like we were talking about the kids. The kids were, in fact, you know, if they were older and they were seen driving here and driving there and...
And where it becomes a problem and where the potential for abuse exists. In that kind of gray area between abusive police practices and just, you know, doing things that make sense is, let's say you have a... you have a high crime area. You got a place where you know a lot of people stand on the street corner and sell drugs. And you pull a guy over for failure to signal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You pull him over and you look up how many times he's driven down that street in the last month.
Right.
Then, you know, should you have that ability, does it really tell you anything about that guy? Because maybe he works down the street. But if then all of a sudden you know, all right, this guy drives down this street all the time where everybody sells drugs on the corner, I'm going to go ahead and ask him if I could search his car for drugs.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know. So what do people think about this? 22980 or 576-7798? And again, this is California, but...
But there
you know.
Is a connection, yeah, because it was this Missouri Police Chiefs Association that was part of the reason why they got dinged for this in the first place. So, and these scanners do exist. I mean, we do see them around town. Missouri uses them. I know Illinois uses them. I'm sure it goes department by department. And you know what? If you are a police officer, I would love to know the answer to Jamie's question. I'm sure we both would.
Yeah.
Which is, what is the benefit? What if these things are out there? If this is the way police work works now. What do you get out of having that scanner on your car?
We're talking about the story out of California and about using your license plate to track more of where you are all the time.
And, yeah, we're getting a lot of great texts on this. But, you know, people sort of trying to answer the question for us about why these license plate readers are necessary to police work. And people are saying things like, well, you know, it allows somebody to drive by a stolen car and get an alert. You
right.
know, if a police officer drives by, it scans the tag and says, oh, that car came up stolen. You immediately know that. You don't necessarily have to run everybody's tag individually, which would be fine. as long as once the tag comes through all clear,
right,
get rid of the information.
Which you hope they do.
But they don't.
But they don't.
And that's what California found, is that it's just sitting there in a big pile.
Let's get to some calls here. First up on the line, we'll go to Fairfax and get Ben on the line. Hey, Ben.
Hey, a couple of things. One, when they scan that plate, yes, you know, it reports into the car, you know, if it's stolen, if the plate's expired. Also, if anyone who's ever been attached to that plate would have a felony or any kind of warrant, because, you know, I had a friend who hasn't, you know, borrowed my vehicle a couple times and it's been pulled over in it, and they ended up coming up with a warrant, and I was pulled over 2-3 times because, you know, their name was associated with my license plate.
Oh, so it keeps track of that. So if you let your buddy borrow your car and he gets pulled over, all of a sudden his name gets attached to your tag? That is uncool.
So.
Interesting.
Right, yeah, thank you very much
for
the telephone call and the information. How about James and Casey up next? Hello, James.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Good, what's on your mind, James?
Just like the previous caller, yeah, they get all kinds of information as soon as they, that takes a picture of your plate. It shows any record that is associated with the person on that plate. So, yeah, if you have a warrant, if you have expired tags, and I know I worked for an apartment complex, and we had a KCMO police officer drive through the parking lot once a week with one of those scanners, and he would go through and see anything that had an expired plate, warrants, anything that was associated with that. So they get that real time. They get that information. As soon as it takes a picture, they have that information within about 10 seconds inside their car.
But let me ask again, how do they prove who's driving?
Well, that's what it gives them a reason to pull you over and find out more information. So as soon as they take a picture of that car, and let's say, again, my buddy's driving my car and I have a warrant, then they're going to pull over, find out who's driving that car, and see if that person does really have a warrant or not.
Boy.
Or expired tags or whatever it may be.
I don't think I like that.
No, that to me is too far.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate the telephone call, James. That is an abuse. I mean, especially if you're going to go ahead and pull somebody over because somebody associated with that tag has been in trouble in the past.
Right.
Well, if it's not their tag and they're not the one driving, you pull them over and find out. No, how about you leave people who aren't committing a crime alone?
Yeah, to me, we're kind of talking about two different things. We're talking about tracking my movements.
Yep.
Which you could do, which I guess I have less, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but less of a problem with because I'm choosing to drive in public and anybody else could see where I'm driving anyway. To me, that's an entirely different thing than pulling me over or pulling my car over and that being an excuse to, you know, pull me over and find out who's driving.
Yeah.
I have more of an issue with that.
If it's, and it, you know, again, it depends on what it is. If it's a stolen car, you know, if the tag pop's stolen, absolutely. Then you know a crime has been committed and that car is very likely a part of that crime. But if you're talking about somebody, you like the guy who called earlier and said, yeah, I've been pulled over 3 times now because my buddy got pulled over in this car and now, you know, his record is attached to this thing. No. That's going way too far. That's drawing those lines a little too thin for my taste, and it's allowing the police to get in your way when you're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
In your own car, in his case.
Right. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to the Northland next, and Jake joins us on the line. Hey, Jake.
Well, hello again.
Hi.
Well, like the other callers said, they are used for, like, say, you get an Amber Alert put out, and cops driving down the street, it's going to ping on that. But actually, tow truck companies, particularly repo companies, actually use them as well. They either have them on their trucks or they'll have a dedicated car that just drives around. And when it picks up a car that's up for repo, and it'll ping in their truck.
Do they have access to the same information the police do, or do they only have access to whether it's a repo or not?
That I don't know, but I know it'll pop up that it's for repo. I know they use them for that purpose.
Okay. Yeah, because they could get that information from the finance companies. But yeah, it'd be another thing if anybody who's driving a tow truck is able to pull up somebody's police record just by, you know, driving by their license plate.
Right.
All right, man. Well, thank you for the information. I mean, as you said, Jamie, there is always that lowered expectation when your stuff is out parked on the curb.
Yeah. This makes me never want to loan my car to anyone. never want to let someone else drive your car.
But the idea, if they're right, and again, if you're a police officer and the information we're getting on the phones or on the text line is bad information, by all means, call it and correct it. But, Texter just said the idea of probable cause is out the window nowadays. You can't just say somebody once drove that car who's a bad guy, therefore. I'm going to get the guy who's, or I'm going to pull over and make the guy behind the wheel at this moment prove to me that he's okay. That's not the way the law is supposed to work.
I'm trying to think of other situations where you would automatically have your tag read. And the only other thing that comes to mind is like on the turnpike, like for the tolls. And I don't go through those tolls enough to know. Well, I think they have this though. KTAG does that, right? Where you can just go through and it just reads your plate as you go through and it knows. Well, it's not reading your plate. It's reading the tag in the front of your window. I have told the story before. I was in Seattle. I think I just told the story last week, but if you missed it, I was in Seattle several years ago where they do tolls by your plate. And I was in a rental car. And about 6 months later, I had like an $80 charge on my credit card. And it was for that toll for crossing this bridge. The reason they were able to track me down was they took a picture of the plate. Then they had the authority to track and see who the plate was registered to. It was registered Enterprise, you know. But that was a case where I'm starting to think maybe your plate is being read more often than you think.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
But for sure, when you go through tolls, because there are cameras there, you know, and that's what they're doing. That's what some of them do is take a picture of your plate, and that's how they know where you are. Somebody said airport, too. I don't know exactly what you mean by that. Where are they?
Oh, probably for parking.
Are they taking a picture of your plate for parking at the airport?
Maybe.
Huh.
Allow them to keep track of who's where and you know, maybe charge you that way. But somebody else said, yeah, there's a difference in that they're pulling up a warrant rather than just a previous record. If that's the case, you know, even then, if it's not their car, if I loan, again, going back to the previous example, I loan my car to a buddy. He gets pulled over for speeding.
Right.
And then 6 months later, a warrant goes out for his arrest for something else. You know, he knocks over a liquor store.
Yeah.
I hang out with great people. And so he knocks over a liquor store. There's a warrant out for his address. He once drove my car, and they know it. Therefore, every time a police officer sees my car go by, I'm going to get pulled over?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
That is taking probable cause and stretching it way too far.
Per our request, a police officer has called us to give us some information. So let's go to Kansas City and talk to Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
You are a police officer?
I am. I have been for several years. So, part of what you're saying is correct, but I think it's getting a little bit misconstrued. So, yes, your plates get ran a lot, whether you have automatic tag readers or if you are going on a toll road, whatever. Your plates are actually property of the state. You don't own your plate. So, I mean, police officers can drive down the street and run every plate that they see, right? Mm-hmm. So, even if that information is stored, I work for departments that do have plate readers. I'm honestly not even for sure if that information is stored with the department that I work for. However, like the example you were giving, given that, you know, if your friend borrows your car and they get a speeding ticket and you're afraid that information is stored and later on they're going to see that car and say, okay, that guy has a warrant or whatever, you can't just use that information to pull the car over. You still have to have probable cause.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we had heard earlier from somebody who said he keeps getting pulled over because of one of his friends who borrowed his car at one point.
No. That's completely unconstitutional. It's a complete
good.
Constitutional
okay. I feel better.
Violation, okay? So if the plate itself is stolen, if that plate comes back to either a stolen plate or a stolen car, you can pull that vehicle over because, like it or not, if you were to borrow your friend's car and that car was stolen, you are in operation of that car.
Yep.
Right? So you have to be responsible. Am I driving a stolen car? Am I driving a vehicle that has insurance? You're taking responsibility of that vehicle. So like it or not, in that moment, you're going to be responsible for that vehicle. Now, the driver, if the driver has a warrant, let's say I'm patrolling and somebody passes by me and I recognize that person and I can see that person and I know that is Joe Smith and I know that Joe Smith has a warrant, I can pull that vehicle over because I have personally verify that that is that person, not by a plate, oh, sometimes he might drive this car, but I haven't seen the person driving the car. That's not a thing. And that's
okay.
Going to get a police officer in trouble faster than anything. There still has to be probable cause, not just, you know what, I think that Joe Smith sometimes drives this car, so I'm going to pull it over. No, that's going to get thrown out in court or what, every single time. It's going to not only do that, but it's going to put that police officer's job in jeopardy, because that's not an authorized PC stop.
Okay, good. Like I said, I feel much better about it knowing that's the information. Yeah, I don't know why this guy keeps getting pulled over, but either way, as long as, again, everything is above board, it didn't seem like that was a constitutional use of the information. But, knowing what they're going through in California now, does it give you any pause that maybe this information is being stored where it shouldn't be?
Honestly, your people that are in patrol, even if that information is stored, I don't know that it's going to be readily accessible to them. I know with the plate readers, you can set them up to do various things. So if you are looking for stolen plates, you can sort of say, hey, I want alerts for stolen plates. If there's an Amber Alert and there's a plate that was given, you can, set it to, if it scans that particular plate, it's going to alert you. So, I mean, it's not just going out, willy-nilly scanning things for various things. It has to be told what to look for, basically.
Okay.
As far as storing information, you can only do with that information what is constitutional. So that doesn't mean that just because that car, one time somebody that didn't own that car drove that car that had a warrant, that doesn't mean that you can go pull that car over. And I honestly don't even know on an officer level, patrol level, if that information would even be accessible. That would be maybe something that's stored somewhere on a server where they probably don't even have access to it.
Okay.
It's still going to be controlled. So.
Well, it's really good information.
Yeah, thanks,
and we appreciate you giving us a call.
All right, thanks.
You got it. You think we'll get a pass the next time we're speeding?
I don't think so. Oh. I've never gotten a pass. Never, ever have gotten a pass for speeding. Thanks to everybody who waited on this one. It's just, this is where, technology is going now. And this is the kind of thing that we have to be ready for when it comes to privacy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.